Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly and Daisy Podcast, a podcast where the only thing more rare than a working car is a working podcasting relationship.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
No.
No, doesn't, did it?
No. I was trying
to insinuate that our relationship is shit.
But everyone knows that's a lie.
It's not a lie. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah, but that's irrespective to our relationship.
I mean, that still stands, Andy. Of course, yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
It's like today at work, someone said to me, are you happy with the new plan? I said, no. They went, are you going to go forward with the new plan? I went, yep. Are you happy with it? Nope.
My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And together we're here to...
tell you about the ways... No. That went, I blanked up there, man. I blanked up. Wait there. We're here to.
You're a blanker.
Yeah, absolute blanker.
You're a dirty blanker.
We're here to.
Tickle your taste buds. If you say tickle your taste buds, I'm going to slap you on the balls.
Yeah, I can't do that. We're here to. It should just come. It just doesn't. I need to start writing these shit down, man. We're here to. Ah, yes. We're here to shine a spotlight on your shit light. What the fuck? That was terrible.
Shine a spotlight on your shit light.
Yeah. It didn't come out. It just come out wrong. Shine a spotlight. Did that work, man? It's just not working. This is not going well.
This is exactly what I meant by that poor working relationship.
This is a train wreck. we're here to...
pick the fluff out of your belly button.
Pick the fluff out of your muff.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
No, that's staying. We're using that. We're using that. Right.
We're here to pick the fluff right out of your muff.
Just,
come on down.
For someone who like wanted to change it and do something else a minute ago, you sure have said it enough times.
Mm.
Right.
That was awful, man. I need to start working on that. That's my bad.
Where to tickle your taste buds.
Oh, fucking, that's because you said that. Now you put me in stage fright. Stage fright.
This is episode 104. Can you believe it?
104. Knock on the door.
Hello. You're right back there. I've got someone at my door.
Someone's, no, it's postcode lottery.
I've entered the postcode lottery, I think, for the last 5 years.
Have you won?
Not a fucking sausage.
Maybe it's just Welsh people that win.
Because that's like where they keep all their big checks. They keep them in a warehouse in Wales, so they pick those
Newport,
people.
Yeah, Newport, Wales. It's there, so they're like, I don't want to ship them too far.
Yeah. So they have to pick the local people to win, the bastards. Do you do postcode lottery?
No, I'm already in a fucking postcode lottery, and I really with what fucking hospitals in the local area, that's a postcode lottery.
It's a postcode lottery to see whether your house gets broken into every other month or not.
Yeah. Oh man,
bloody Aylesbury.
Everyone lives in Aylesbury, bro.
I've had to make some admin decisions recently, Dave, because of the podcast.
Okay.
I'm getting new broadband.
Yeah, so I hear. I mean, you put the thing out there and there was a... You've created a spark within our group, haven't you? We had our New Zealand friend giving you advice.
Wait, who? What are you talking about?
Handy Pandy was giving it the big one on the fucking... Handy Pandy was giving it the big one on the fucking... on the messenger. Now he's a dad. He thinks he's better than both of us. Fuck you, Chris.
Yeah, so I've had to organise that so it doesn't interfere with anything podcasty, right? Because imagine like I get installed internet on like Monday or Tuesday and it goes wrong. We can't then record when we want to record. So we're actually going to need to get ahead before then. It's getting installed on the 14th, just in case anything goes fucking wrong. Because I'm moving from old reliable Virgin, because they wouldn't give me a fucking deal until I told them that I've already moved, right?
Yeah.
So I called them on the third time that I called them. I said, right, I've moved to Vodafone, I'm going with, because they use like BT City Sprint fucking, I don't know what it is, full fibre, whatever. I've got a really good deal.
Okay.
And he goes, oh yeah, we can actually do it for you for like 24 quid if you want. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Last time I spoke to you guys, you said you could do it for 41 quid, which is a pound more than I'm spending now, and you weren't going to like upgrade me. I'm going to Vodafone, who are quadrupling my speeds up and down, and I'm getting a fiver off every month. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's a fucking no-brainer. And now I'm calling you to tell you that I've already set that up with Vodafone. You can now do me a sick-ass deal. I said, I'll see you in 2 years' time to get those new customer, what are they called? Those new customer offers, mate.
Yeah.
Then he just laughed at me. Not laughed at me as in, like, you're a dunce. Like, laughed at me like, fair enough.
He's like, I'm not the first time I've heard it today or ever. It's not even the first time I've heard it this minute. He's just like, damn.
I wonder what it's like to be one of those people, knowing that every time someone calls you, they're going to, like, be trying to get a deal out of you. Or, like, trying to lower their... Do you know what I mean? And then, at the end of the day, I spoke to a guy called Stephen. It's not his business. He don't own Virgin, you know? What does he fucking
these people,
care?
But these people remind me of people that work in like a stores environment, like inside work when you have like a place where stuff is stored as like in like bulk, and you go to the store and hi, can I get this type of cable out?
Right.
One reel of it. They go, we've only got one on the shelf. I went, sweet, I'll have that one then. Oh no, you can't have that one. And then in you're like, okay. They're like, yeah. Stores are for storing, not for giving out. You're like, oh, right, fucking fuck. And it's the same as that. He's probably got loads of deals sitting there on the shelf, and he just doesn't want to give them out.
Yeah, I don't understand it, man. But, oh, well, I'll speak to him in 2 years' time, and I'll say, I'm a new customer.
These people have high turnovers. I doubt you'll speak to Steve again. He'll be working for, like, some other fucking company, like BT Cellnet or something.
Yeah, well,
Orange.
Fuck.
He'll go back to Orange.
So I'll let you know how it goes, because I'm really skeptical. I've been with Virgin for years, like years and years and years.
I know, because you got us a deal off when I moved.
Yeah, it's just different. And I'm scared. But
yeah,
it runs on BT, so...
We'll talk about this offline, but yeah, we'll try and get ahead. Obviously, we've got something going on next week, but on the Monday. So.
Oh, what's that?
A very top-class interview.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I'm unavailable on the Tuesday because I've, yeah.
Because you fucked up.
No, because we booked Monday, I was doing Monday moved to Tuesday.
Don't pretend you've got fucking plans and social responsibilities.
No, I was more bending over backwards to get this interview because it's that type of person that I didn't want to be like, that's when we record and that is when you have to be available. But they were like, oh, are you available on this day? We're like, oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
We're flexible,
yeah,
baby.
I'll even come to yours. Where do you live? America, sweet, I'll get on a flight.
Right, talking about podcasts, shall we do this one?
We might start soon.
Looking for a yes or a no or a hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yip, yip.
Welcome back to episode 104. Oh, wait, hang on. We need to settle this straight away.
What?
Are we calling these episodes 104 or 104?
Nah, yeah, three. You go 104. It's you don't go 104. It's like, it's 104.
It's like Blink 182.
Yeah.
Or Blink 182. Or Blink 182.
Sum 41. Or Sum 4-1.
Yeah, it's not Sum 4-1, is it?
So it's not Sum 4-1 because that's double digits, but Blink 182 because it's three digits. It's the same as army regiments, you know, the 101st Airborne. Oh, no, they say it like that. Damn, that's Americans.
So what if we get to 110? Are we calling it Welcome to Episode 110?
Oh.
Because that sounds wank. Don't like that, Dave. I'm going to put it out there, mate. I'm not
who invented this English language? Like, so I was saying this the other day, right? I watched a funny skit and the guy was just like, when America becomes free, we are gonna have different name for animals when they become food. So when cows become food, they become beef. And when sheep become food, they become lamb. And then someone went, chicken? No, that will stay the same. And then he went, oh, it's so confusing. And then he goes like, and then we'll even have things like hot dogs. Is it made of dog? No. What is it made of? Nobody knows.
Lambs are still called lambs, though. I think you were talking pig and pork, just to be the fucking narc in the room.
Sheeps is still becomes lamb.
Wait, but... No, yeah, but lambs...
Lamb's okay, baby. Lamb's a baby. So
you're telling me when
a lamb becomes an adult, you kill it and then it goes back to being young again?
No, you don't eat adult sheep. When you do, then it's mutton. You eat older adult sheep.
So then it changes its name.
To mutton. But that's what you... Is that not what you call an old ewe?
An old me.
Anyway, this is not... We are not a farming podcast.
Oh,
surprise,
cow
surprise.
Days would love this.
Hey, get in touch, man. What the fuck are we talking about? Tell us what we're talking about.
Tell us what we're talking about. But also, why is chicken just called chicken when it's cooked?
You know who could tell us about sheep?
Who?
Andy Pandy.
Yeah, he fucking loves it, don't he?
He loves it up the Roger.
He loves Roger and sheep. sorry, Chris.
Right. Yeah, sorry, mate.
You're a father now.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, hashtag sorry, not sorry, man.
Sorry, not sorry. Right, episode 104 for now. We'll call it that, right? I just know this is going to piss me off. This episode is all about the Daisy Darwin Awards. We are going to recall and recount some of the stupidest, maybe funniest or idiotic ways that we have seen or been deaded.
Yeah, when you, like, the stupidest ways of people sending either you or you sending yourself to the You Are Dead screen.
Back to the coast, baby. Who wants to go first? Do you want to go first? Actually, let's get the lay of the land here. How many have you got?
One,
because I sent Dave away to do some homework.
Three, four, five.
Okay, then I will go first because I have eight. Seven. I have seven. I just counted again and I have seven. You good with that?
Yeah, I've just... Wait there a minute. Wait. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got 6 now.
Oh, okay. I'm still going to go first, so fuck you. the first one's really quick, actually, because I don't know too much about it. But as soon as we thought about doing this episode, this is one of the first things that I thought of. And it comes from a video that Newfryer sent us. And Newfryer was looking... I don't know what map he was. I can't remember anything. I can only really remember about 3 seconds of this video. But he's starving to death, right? He's red flashing health. He's trying to get a can of food out of this car in the footwell. And you know when you find something in a car that you just can't get it, and you open and close the fucking door and you try from a different angle and it's just sitting there in the footwell and it's not in your proximity inventory and you can't, it doesn't say hold F to pick up or anything like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So he's trying this, he's doing it for ages, and then he dies. It says, comes up, you are dead. And how gutting is that? So he's gone all that way, finally found some food, and he is prevented from getting it because of a fucking stupid Daisy bug.
Yeah.
Cool conversation, bro.
I'm in a concentration mode.
Why? Since when have you concentrated on anything?
Yeah, this is it, man. This is the
apart from when you're like trying to hold in a poo.
Oh, do you know what? That you need high concentration for that. Perfect. I'm all in the game now. I'm all in.
Sure. What were you doing?
I was updating my notes for this.
Yeah, so if I haven't personally died like that. I've just seen Fryer die like that. That was all.
Fryer, man, we do love you. So this next one is... I'm going for like more recent in the chronological chain. It was on a...
More what?
More recent on the chronological
like
chain.
Sean Connery.
Was that a repeater? Jesus. Was that the repeater on the floor?
recent, eh? Mush money penny.
Mush money penny. The Running Man's done a video, and it was his first video on Sakao, and he run with a guy for nearly an hour and a half, which was great. And they went to the airfield, mm-hmm. and there was two people in the tech building up the stairwell way. T-Ramsey opened the door and got hit by a few SKS bullets, so he decided he was gonna flank round and come in via the you know, like the main door, and then turn left down the corridor. So he didn't open the main door that come on the outside, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
And
do,
the
yeah,
other
yeah.
guy said, "I'll go to the other door." Right, so T-Ramsey is he just bandages down the alleyway, like down the corridor, and he opens up the other door where the other guy's opened up, and this other guy just aims at T-Ramsey like he's one of the guys, and T-Ramsey just couldn't take the like, literally this guy's, it was just about to light T-Ramsey up.
Oh, what, his teammate?
Yeah, his own teammate. So T-Ramsey said, "I got fucking, he's fucking gonna kill me," and so he had to kill his own teammate because his own teammate was gonna light him up, even though they literally just have a conversation about the flank he was doing. So it was like the stupidest thing is to aim at your teammate rather than aiming to where your enemy is. Like, T-Ramsey couldn't take the risk.
Yeah, this was Mike, wasn't it? His name was Mike. Yeah. I remember it. Yeah. I was watching that.
So they just had that conversation, and then obviously Mike pops into the chat like later on, and he's just like, "Oh, I think that's you that killed me." Tyrion's like, "Yes, it's 100% me that killed you. You were gonna light me up." He goes, 100% was gonna light you up, even though we just had that conversation. He goes, "I didn't know if it was you coming through. I didn't know what you're wearing. I was panicking." So like the Darren Award goes to Mike, who aimed at his own teammate and was just about to lighten up and got done on the quick draw by his own teammate.
Oh, fucking hell. Well, yeah, no, I remember that. That was a good moment, to be fair.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go for a two-parter, right?
Okay, two-parter.
A two-parter.
Two parties.
When Tapata, barely even Noah.
Barely even Noah. Why is that such a thing?
when Hellies first came out, right? So when they came out with
what, in like 1952?
No, Da Vinci, mate.
All right.
Da Vinci in 16 something.
Okay.
I don't even know if that's correct.
I don't know even, man.
As if anybody that listens to this podcast is going to fact check the fact that we're talking about Da Vinci. No one's going to do that. The only reason why I'm thinking it's the 1600s is because of fucking Assassin's Creed games. I'm going to have to Google it now.
No, don't. This
I'm
is
doing
the waste.
It.
It's useless information.
I'm doing it. Da Vinci, year.
Off the helicopter.
I was a little bit late. 1452 he was born.
Woo! Ooh, Jesus, why did that only become a thing in like 1950 something?
Because it was, it doesn't matter. Right. it's not a farming podcast. It's not a history podcast.
And it's not a helicopter aviation podcast.
Next couple of minutes, it will be. So when the Hellies first came out with Daisy Expansion, I'm thinking early 2020, right?
Okay.
I joined a server and my mission, right, go and get a heli. And I can't remember whose server it was. I think it was like Karmica or something, because they made a whole point of the parts are too difficult to find. We're spawning all the helis with all of the parts, right?
Yeah.
Which is what they do with their cars still today, but they did it with the helis. So I jumped on and I was looking for ages, and I end up finding one on Prison Island. And I was like, amazing, found a fucking heli. And I flew it straight up into the air, and then I was tabbing in and out to look at the fucking controls on that, and it was good, it was fine, I was flying it around, I started fucking, right, that's it, I'm going to beeline it up towards Tissy, right, a freshborn in Tissy with a helicopter, what can go wrong? As I was flying over the ski resort, I saw another helicopter, and it looked like one of those, well, I don't know, like, you know, like the private helicopters that you get. The one that I was in at the moment was more like a news anchor helicopter, right? A little, like, almost, what are they called? A little bird type thing.
Yeah, a little baby bird, yeah.
Yeah, but then a little baby bird. then I saw this other one. I was like, oh, right, I'm going to land this heli and fly the other one. Then fucking hell, not only have I done what I set out to do and be, like, one of the first people to fly a helicopter in a standalone Daisy, at least.
Yeah.
I'm going to fly too. So I landed this heli and got in the other heli, turn it on, whirs up, raised up about 5 foot off the ground, and my tail rotor, like, clipped into the heli that I'd landed.
Yeah.
And it just flung me fucking, so gave me whiplash, flicking me backwards. And then I blew up both helis and died. Yeah.
Both helis?
Both helis. Well, because my tail rotor had fucking hit the first helicopter.
Okay.
So then it flung me directly up backwards, up and over. My heli that I was trying to fly then landed on the one that I landed. And then they both blew up and I died.
Oh, Jesus.
Incredible.
That's mad.
That brings me on to another heli story. Can I do another heli story?
Crack on.
I think we've spoken about this briefly before, but not too long after that, I was playing with Mark and we found ourselves in Troitsky military, right? And we saw a couple of dead Zeds and we knew someone was around. We were looking for him, and we were up on the hill looking into Troitsky.
Was there a helicopter there, and was it next to the big yellow?
Yes, but yeah, that's okay, part cool. of my story, and no, I no, shall no. be telling... No, no, Dave, no, you're no, ruining
I just
it for
wanted
me.
To confirm. I just wanted to confirm in my head, man.
I haven't mentioned the heli yet.
But you said it was a two-parter about heli, so I thought everyone fucking got that. I'm putting two and two together and reading between the lines.
Oh, you remind me of carrot cake, carrot cake.
Yeah, that's the one.
I'm feeling nuts.
Do you contain nuts? The carrot cake contains no nuts. Hello, spritzes. Come out, spritzes.
Right. Mark and I are up on this hill, right? Fucking looking for the dude who's killed these dead Zeds.
Not fucking on the hill, man.
Fucking. My fucking brother, man.
Only a half brother.
Fair enough.
All's fair in love and war.
Anyway, suddenly we hear this helicopter whir up. Now, we actually hadn't spotted this heli at this point. We didn't know it was there. And we hear this, and they're really, really fucking loud. And they also take ages to whir up, right?
Yeah.
So we ran straight across the hill to get an eye on. See, it was like, right, we need to shoot him whilst he's in this heli. So then we can take the heli, grab his gear, whatever. They're going to be sitting ducks. So this heli is whirring up. Woof, woof, woof. Woo, woo, woo. And as it's going, more and more and more infected are surrounding this helicopter.
Okay.
And they are all beating the fuck out of him as he's in the cockpit. And you can just see him getting battered. And he can't get out because the Zeds are there. He can't do anything until the heli takes off. And it takes ages. So basically, it transpires that the Zeds ended up killing him because he wanted to nick their heli and didn't clear out all the Zeds, and they just took him out. We took out the Zeds, we looted this guy, and we got the fuck out of there.
Oh, yeah, that was good, man. He literally didn't... I watched this on stream. I think you streamed it.
Oh, I think I made a video of it, I think. I don't think... maybe I streamed
it.
Nah,
you were streaming when it was Andy I.O.
Nah.
What the fuck?
Nah, right.
Nah, fuck it. Well, I have got a two-parter, if you allow me, and both of them about grenades.
No, not allowed. Disallowed. Oh, no, you can't have one about grenades. You can, but it just means I have to strike out one of mine.
Well, you can't strike out one of yours because it won't be the same one, I think.
It will be, but carry on.
Oh, okay. Hey Bambi has got a short out on his thing, and it's called The Most Embarrassing Daisy Death. So he's in Zeleno, he's in the single barracks next to the L shape, and he's got loads of aggro. He's getting all this aggro. It's literally, he's probably got about 21 zombies around, and he thinks, oh fuck, I've got a grenade. I've got no other weapon. He's just got a grenade. So what he does, he says, I don't want to throw it. I want to place it on the floor. So he runs out the door, places it on the floor. But what happens is he doesn't actually place it on the floor because the zombie hits him as he unpins it. And he then does drop it on the floor, but they block him in. They literally pin him. And he literally kills himself by dropping a bed. He's like, no! He's like really embarrassing as well.
Get fucked.
Which then leads me to me getting to the award.
Yeah.
We're on Utes.
Yeah, see, I told you. I'm going to have to strike my one out.
There's me and Andy doing a bit of looting, little bit of skullduggery, and we come across this other survivor. We think, you know what, we're going to fuck around with this guy. And then it ends up being our northern friend, Lad, from the 87.8 podcast. I think, fucking hell, I'm going to throw a grenade at him. And I go to throw the grenade, but I'm actually extremely poor at throwing grenades. And I put it, and I drop it. And me and Andy are in the exact same location. Yeah, I kill us both. Lad gets both of our loot.
We were fucking with him for ages, weren't we? Weren't we like breaking his leg and shit?
Yeah, we shot him for ages. He was getting quite, not irate, but just a bit like, ah, fuck.
We were just full on trolling him, like big time. But that was way before we even knew that was him. Because remember, I remember sniping at him from on top of the castle hill. And we saw him come out of like the trees or maybe from a castle or something. I can't really remember.
No, but we were at the candy cane shooting at him at castle.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you broke his leg.
Yeah, I broke his leg.
And then I think he got a splint and you broke his leg again.
No. He got a splint, but we kept shooting around him. So the zombies at the castle aggroed on him.
Oh, yeah. And then we definitely got our just desserts then, because he ended up fucking, well, getting all of our shit because you killed us.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he got all our shit in the end. Yeah,
that was hilarious. But yeah, that was my grenade story as well. So you're all good.
Sorry, man.
No, it's all right. I just will never forgive you.
I'll never forgive you ever.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
One of the ones that rings a bell
ding-a-ling
as well is another TRMZ one that I remember him... Do you remember when Zero Essica was like really popular? Maybe about a year and a half ago, 2 years?
Yeah, we played it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was just after the period where Happy Bombs had done a lot of modifications to the airfield.
Yeah.
And there was a really big tower there, right? And TRMZ climbed up this tower and he climbed all the way up. It did that weird thing, you know, where it says like, get off. So you get off, but then it gets you off in the gap.
Yeah.
So he did that, and then he ended up falling to his death and losing all of his shit. Well, that's fine. That's just Daisy, right?
Yeah.
Here's where the Darwin Award comes into play. He has another run, ends up gearing up, ends up back at the airfield. There's a gunfight going off on the airfield, and he goes, oh, do you know where would be a really good position to overwatch that? Up in that tower that I died in earlier today. So he makes his way over to this tower, and I don't think his dead body's there. I can't remember that specific detail, but he's climbing this ladder, and he's talking about the run that he had earlier on that day.
Yeah.
And he had a weird glitch where he tried to get off, and he fell off. So as he approaches that floor, climbing up this ladder, he said, yeah, this is the one where I struggled to get off and it just fucking glitched me into the gap and I fell to my death. So he holds F and exactly the same thing happens again. He ends up falling down the gap and then I don't think he died this time though. I think he broke his leg. Oh, I can't remember. No, he definitely died. He did die. I think breaking his leg was a different time in the same area. Different story. But yeah, exactly the same fucking thing happened again twice in a row. That is a stupid fucking death.
Yeah. Especially as you know it's a sort of a glitch. Like, fool me once.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, it's probably a little bit buggy. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Do you know, one that, if we're talking about Essica, we're staying on the same thing.
Yeah.
Remember Karma Cruise started adding wires and bridges in between the high-rises?
Yeah.
Well, Minder just took a little bit of time off streaming. So there was just a lot of Minder's fans went over to watch Taupe, went over to watch like other people. And then he started streaming again. And it was probably his third stream in. And he then done a duo with Taupe. And it was on Essica because it was like a nice, easy PvP map. Not much stress going on. It's fine. So they find themselves on top of these high rises that are linked by the roofs being like with wire and a bridge. Now, Minder gets on one of these wires and Taupe's behind him and thinks, do you know what I'll do? This will be really good for Minder's mental health if I fuck with him and punch him while he's on the fucking wire.
Oh my God, I remember that.
he just fucking punches him and then Minder falls off and dies. And Minder's like, I'm done.
I think that might be in like a Taupe best moments video or something.
It is. It's in a memorable moments video. But I'm
just thinking,
I don't know whether that's a Darwin Award or that just goes to stupid deaths.
Same difference. Fuck it.
It's just a really stupid death. It's like, Taupe, why would you do that to him? You know what was the worst thing? Is that he's only just come back to stream and he could have done without that. He's just Taupe's like, do you know what? Sink or swim moment, baby.
If he continues after this, he's fine.
Yeah, he's a top bloke.
That's hilarious.
Them wires are dangerous, man. Extremely dangerous.
Talking about falling from great heights, Boydy tagged me in a video the other day from a user whose name I can't recall, but he posted this video into their Discord, right? The 87.8 Discord.
Yeah.
And it was based on Suckow. And there's like, you know, there's like those buildings with the silos, you know, in the power station area.
Oh, yeah.
So he was on one of these like new power station things and had like some like air vent type ducts. I don't know really what they were. They're kind of like massive fans, right? But they're horizontal, not vertical. So the fans spin horizontally. And he thought, oh, I'm going to climb up on this. So he climbed up, had a look, and it instantly, instead of climbing him up on the ledge, like pushed him forwards. And he could see below him that it was like a 100-foot drop into the bottom of that building, right? But what it didn't do is drop him straight away. It did that weird thing, you know, where it like where you try and fall down a gap and you're just kind of floating and your arms are flailing around.
Yeah.
It did that and then like slowly lowered him, like lower and lower and lower until he, so he knew what was coming. It just took about 10 seconds to happen. He was like, well, this is it. I just have to wait till I die now. And then he's like coming down, going down, down, down. It's finally cleared like whatever was stopping him from falling and then end up falling the whole way and then dying. But that's fucking stupid. Especially like just knowing it's going to happen when in slow motion almost, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
So if you do see they're not silos, they're like the big white fan things. If you see them, don't climb up on them. You will fall through and die.
Fair point. I'm going to go, I don't know why, but when you're in like really heavy PvP and you are in the zone, sometimes you don't worry about your food, or you don't worry about when you're on, say, the mouse or Sakao, you don't worry whether you're dark blue or something. You win the fight and then you worry about it, don't you?
Right.
So, Taupe wins a fight at Candy Cane and he absolutely slayed everyone. Like, I think he killed about 3 people. This is a video about 7 or 8 months ago. He is flashing red health. Okay, and the only food was one of the guys he killed had a bit of raw wolf steak. This is when you could eat raw wolf steak about 6 months ago. So he starts a fire, he cooks it, and he's like, I'm desperate for food because I'm red hungry and I'm flashing red. I need to eat straight away. Well, he forgets that on the mouse, if you eat food that's just been cooked,
oh no,
it will kill you. He bit into that steak, he dropped down and he died.
Oh,
and I could feel the pain in his voice, knowing that he felt very stupid. The game's shit. I hate the game. Fucking fuck this game. Blah, blah, blah. But he's like, all that knowledge is in your head. And if you don't use it, you will die. And he was like so desperate to eat because a hunger would have killed him. He's getting warm, so like he wasn't cold, but he needed to cook a bit of food. That was the only food that was around. There was no cans to be defrosted or anything like that. And he cooked the meat up and he just tried to eat it as soon as possible because he thought, fuck it, I'm going to die either way. And he doesn't realise that actually the lesser of two evils there is it bite down back in the day on that early in the Mausk mod and it would chunk you at 75 straight away. So flashing red health.
Yeah, goner.
So that was a very unfortunate set of affairs.
When... You know, like, that's a thing now, isn't it, on 1.26 in Sakao, where we cook food and then you have to wait for it to cool down, right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing on other maps now, like Generous and Livonia?
I don't know. That's something that we might have to... I might have to do a little bit of Wobo in over the next 2 days.
We haven't played anything else but Sakao since it came out.
Yeah, and I don't want... And the only other map that interests me at the moment is the Autumn-Winter Chinaris from Zero. And that's probably got the Mausk mod.
No, because it wasn't that cold, was it? It wasn't that cold. Before 1.26, that was definitely okay to eat food because I remember figuring that one out. It was okay to eat hot food.
Okay.
But I don't know what it's like now that update's released.
Yeah, so, whether it's just base game or just to DLC.
Just suck out,
yeah.
Science.
Science, bitch.
I've got two more. How many have you got?
Two more.
Oh, all right. I've got both of mine are things that no longer happen.
Both of mine are things that could happen quite a bit.
All right. How many fingers am I holding up?
You got three up and one up your bum from the other hand.
Oh, so close. I've got three up my bum and one up. So I'll go first.
Okay.
You can go first if you want. Do you want
to
go first?
No, I just went, right. Didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So I have definitely done this before, and I don't really feel bad either. You can't do it anymore, but you used to be able to shoot a gas station petrol pump and kill people within... It was like a grenade's distance away. It would like explode just like a grenade. And it used to kill people, now it just knocks them out.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks. But then also at the same time, now they can... They used to be able to... I think they used to explode fairly regularly, but now it takes ages for them to like respawn their explodiness again.
But
just sitting and waiting for someone to like loot. And it was by friggin' what's the town? Cherno, left Cherno.
Balota.
Yeah, you know that petrol station in between Cherno and Balota?
Oh, yeah, I know the one you mean, yeah.
Yeah, it was there. So it was a freshy kill. I didn't get anything from it. It was terrible. But I thought, this will be fun. Kill him by blowing up the gas station. It's a shame that doesn't work anymore, though.
Oh, that is a shame. That doesn't even kill you now when you punch the things. I think it just hurts you hard.
Yeah, I think it unconjured, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't actually kill you. So some servers now take away that you, if you uncon, you can respawn.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
Yeah, I know.
You'll go.
My next one is quite a sweaty player. I don't think he plays anymore. He might do Cairo.
Oh, okay, yeah, he definitely does. But yeah.
So he's quite a sweaty player. I would say he's a sweaty player. Would you say he's sweaty?
I feel like there's a better way to describe it.
I'd say sweaty. I'd say
he's a PvP focused player.
He's a PvP focused player, all about the lean, all about the shot. You know, he's running, he's leaning, he's just frantic at times, but he knows what he's doing. He's never staying still. Now, I see him, he was clearing some buildings up Tissy. This was about a year ago, and he'd killed or shot all his ammo in the other one, and he'd tried to swap weapons, but what he'd done, he'd clicked the same hotbar as the weapon he had out, so all he did was put his gun away. But because he moved so fast, he never noticed it. He tried to clear this room, and all that come up when he tried to shoot a guy was two fists. I've done it plenty of times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but we do it because we're fucking inept.
I've seen TRMZ do it plenty of times. Like, yeah, but not in PvP situations. Like, oh, yeah, good one, pal. Clearing a room with my fists. Good one. Do you know what I mean? Like, but yeah, he'd done it in such a frantic way that it was just like classic. Like, the guy was like, he was like, come on then, put him up, pal. And then
put
to see
up,
his,
put up, see?
Yeah, the guy was just like, okay. I feel like I'm having a fist fight with someone with no arms.
That actually reminded me of the same kind of thing, shooting Zeds, right?
Yeah.
So I was in Severograd, I think, with Jake, when he used to play with Jake, and I think it was a random, can't remember who else we were playing with, but there was three of us, and we were, I think we just got a bit bored, started shooting all the zombies, whatever, and then the more zombies you, the more infected that you shoot, the more aggro you get, right?
Yeah.
So I'm popping these Zeds, like, pat, 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 and then, out of nowhere, Jake just runs directly in front of me. As I go to shoot a Zed in the head, I end up shooting him directly in the head.
Oh, no.
And we had such a long run. I think we'd actually got to Tissy, went to go pick this guy up from the coast, and then got back to Severo, and then I ended up shooting him in the head. And he obviously went offline after that.
Awful.
I think I actually made a clip of that as well.
That's absolutely awful. Like, some of the things that accidentally happen are awful. So my next story is a Minder story again, but this...
Why don't you marry him?
He's now started doing stuff where, because his servers, Karma Crew servers, are mainly base building servers. There's only a few that are not. So he likes to, every so often, is build a base. So he's like, goes on little base raids. So, but then they all share the same base. So Taupe, Minder, Lottie, Woodbag, a few others. They all just share the same base, like Geek FPS. And they all go out on this massive base raid. And Minder's like, they're halfway through the base raid. You know, the people they've killed have come back. So there's like contact left, right, and center. They managed to clear it out. And then they start using the M247. What's the thumper called?
M79.
So it's M79. And literally, he goes to shoot the door, but he's at an adjacent house that's across the way. Well, he doesn't actually aim correctly because it's like a type of mortar. The shell's quite heavy, so it doesn't go directly. It doesn't go direct. It sort of goes up and down. I don't know what you call that. Like a mortar.
An arc.
Yeah, like a proper arc because the round is heavy. Well, he is in a building about across the road, and as he's aiming at the gate, he's went to hit like the fence that's in the gate, the door, whatever. What do you call that? Like the fence gate of the base?
The front gate?
The front gate. You're just going for the front gate. Well, what's actually happened is the guys are in like a cover position, like Minder's side of a fence, and he hits the fence and just kills three of his teammates.
Oh.
It is awful. He is not happy with himself. He's like, why didn't I aim up? He literally aimed direct. He's like, he thought, I didn't realise that it would fucking have effect. You know what I mean? He's like, it's over like 10 metres. It's obviously going to have
That's
effect, but he didn't know
man.
That. But they were like stacked as well, proper geared. Like Minder went away chucking it all in this house, defending these guys' loot and stuff. A lot of stuff got ruined as well. He hit literally directly above their head on this fence. It's like mad. It's proper mad.
So I've still got one more, but I've also thought of another one.
I've just thought of another one as well.
Let's go. All right. Have you seen the video of the freshie killing the squad in the Humvee?
No.
So let me set the scene. There's a freshie. He's on a road. Humvee drives past him. Humvee turns around, drives straight back towards him. Freshie, just before the Humvee hits him, opens up one of those big green gates. You know, those double green gates?
Oh, yes!
And the Humvee, using wonderful Daisy physics, just smashes into that gate. The gate does not... The gate is an immovable object at this point.
Yeah.
And everyone in the Humvee dies. And he's like, fuck yeah, baby.
He's got all that loot as well.
Yeah, he's got all that loot and a Humvee. Wonderful.
Do you know one thing that isn't quite a death, but it goes on the Darwin Award? It was me. And Andy's going to know what I'm talking about here when I say the R700.
Right, okay, yeah. This is just a stupid... We spoke about this a long time ago on the podcast.
I know. But all I'm saying is... That happens when I shoot you, right? The Darwin Award does not go to me or you. It goes to the guy that's trying to loot before we win the contact.
Yeah. neighbours. I think it wasn't that long after we come up with the tip of there's always one more, right?
Yes.
Actually, is that our first tip? I think this was a little while ago, though, wasn't it?
So. Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. All I'm saying is the Darren Award goes to the guy that loots a body while we're still in contact.
So kill a guy in Northwest Airfield. We're going, right, there's the problem. Just keep your eye out. There might be one more. And Mark, you can say his name. You don't listen to the podcast. Fuck him. just stands there looting the body upright. And then
gets
dies.
Lit up. Yeah, just gets lit up. And we're like, why were you looting the body? He's like, well, I thought it was quiet. We just killed him.
We've literally just killed him.
His friend is almost going to be in the vicinity. If not, he's going to be drawn there. And he literally is drawn there and kills Mark. We're all looking away from the body. And then Mark gets lit up. He's like, that goes Darwin Award. Looting a body just after it's been killed. Even though you don't need the stuff to die straight away.
Just loot hungry, man. Loot goblin.
Loot goblin. Bloodthirsty.
My last one. Again, it's not a thing anymore. But do you remember when you used to sprint down hills and then your person would just go flying?
Yes, and you would become like 10 metres away from the hill and you're like, no! You knew it was either going to be a leg break or a death.
Yeah, and it was just so sketchy because there's nothing you could do to stop it. Once it started, you're like, this is it. This is me.
This is the end.
Hi, my name's Andy. You might be asking yourself, how did I get here? I remember Zero Deer Isle implemented a system where, based on the steepness of the hill you were on, determined how fast you could move. So there were some hills where you couldn't run down it. You had to walk down it. Like, it forced you to walk instead. You couldn't run if you wanted to. Because some of those hills are so steep. Just feel like a lot of people were dying on them, so I thought we need to fix that.
Yeah, 100%, man.
But now that's part of vanilla, really, where they changed that
whole
mechanic.
Hug the ground hard now. You hug the ground a lot.
It's much better. It's good.
Yeah.
Have you got one more?
No, that's me done, man. I am done dusted.
Oh, well, goddamn. Tickle my asshole and call me Red.
Hi, Red. Get off the dang roof.
Get off the dang roof, Cletus.
Cletus.
All right, it's always fucking Cletus, isn't it?
Yeah, Cletus fucks up, man.
Well, that was a wonderful unhinged podcast episode. Well, I think that's a good opportunity, right, for anybody listening to put their weird and wacky deaths into their community chronicles.
Yeah. Guys, put your either nominations for yourself or nominations for someone that you run with. Darwin Awards. Just put in the shit ways of dying, man, in our community chronicles. We'd love to do like a little mini section in the Darwin Award of this community chronicles goes to ... Oyster.
Dave.
No, joking. Oyster gets so much shit. I'm so sorry, Oyster.
It is not. Yeah, it's just an example. It's just a brewing an idea, planting that seed, baby.
Baby.
Get off the damn roof, Cletus.
Video of the week today is a 11-year-old video.
Hello.
Yeah, by K9 Reactions. I don't think he plays DayZ anymore. He hasn't released a video in a long time. This video is Dumb Ways to Die in DayZ parody song.
Oh my God. So basically
it's amazing.
You've YouTubed shit for this podcast and this came up.
Yeah, and I was like, it's got to make video of the week. I don't care that it's 11 years old. It's amazing. The song is just amazing, man.
Have you seen...
I've gone. I'm going to put it, obviously, in video of the week, but I'll send you a link, Andy, so you can watch it.
I've been really enjoying Skeezatron's videos. Have you seen them?
Yes. Where he's just, yeah, I have.
He's
just
like doing... Like, all of his intros are just a vocal rendition of some sort of song, and he makes up the lyrics to it. I fucking love it. It's so fun.
Talking about renditions,
ooh.
I raided someone
okay.
on
it's a different word, Dave.
Sunday.
You know that, right? Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I raided someone on Sunday and he pulls out his guitar and starts fucking banging out a tune because I raided him about Friendly. It's amazing. It was absolutely cool, man. I forgot it was done on like a popular song's tune, but he was just like, thank you for the raid. He was amazing, man. It was so good. And then afterwards, Fryer's like, see, this is why you should get him on because he's amazing. And I'm like, actually, guys, he ain't laying. He is a fucking amazing.
Why don't you marry him then?
Okay, I will. Get off the roof.
Hey, man, do you want to be friends?
Just the tip, baby. This is a meaty one.
Oh, meaty.
I got meat for you, Dave.
Where's your veg?
Girth.
This is for all of you players who are maybe struggling in Sokal and have had to have a little taste or two of the human meat delicacy, right?
Human fruit.
Yeah. So you'll know when you get Kuru, you get the shakes, right? And you can't aim down your scope and it's like, juk, juk, whatever. Pain in the ass, yeah?
Stage 3 Kuru in that.
Sure. What's stage 1?
Stage 1's laughing.
Right, so what's stage 2?
Stage 2 is more consistent laughing, closer together, and then stage 3 is the ticks and the jumps.
Ah, we're a science podcast now.
Yeah.
So you get these ticks.
Science, bitch.
You get these ticks, and it's a pain in the ass, right, if you're trying to scope out a town or whatever.
Yeah.
Did you know, if you use the binoculars or a rangefinder, you don't have the ticks anymore.
What the hell?
That's Jason Bourne.
Are you Jason Bourne?
So yeah, if you've got Kuru, use like a rangefinder or binoculars, and then like the ticks they're not there. So it's like a must-have item if you're choosing to follow that path in life.
Or you get fucked over by a few friends.
That would never happen.
Lies. What are you lying for, bro?
Level 3 play, bro.
That guy was so funny.
Oi! Episode 104 of Friendly Daisy Podcast is coming to an end.
Thank you very much for tuning in.
This is your personal safety announcement to remember to wash your ass.
And follow us on Twitch, YouTube, because me and Andy are going to be streaming a little bit more often. And we've been doing it every weekend now for the recent future. And we thank you for everyone for popping in for the support. Support? Support? I turned like Canadian. Thank you for supporting us. From over the border.
You were like one of those Welsh sayings. Like, well, I saw my bike there and there it was. Gone.
Gone. Like, whose coat is this jacket?
And this in the recent future.
Yeah, in the recent future. Yeah, so guys, thanks for popping in, and I am gonna be streaming on this week. I'm going to be streaming tonight. So if you're listening to this episode now, I'm going to be streaming tonight on the Friday special birthday stream. And then on Sunday, I'm going to be streaming as well like normal.
We are at 751 subs on our YouTube. It's not a lot, but it's grown amazingly over the past couple of weeks, I guess. We don't post on there, do we, really? I've done a couple of shorts or whatever, but we've got 131 subs in the last 28 days. So
that's mad.
If you're not subbed, and look, a lot more of you listen to this. We can see the fucking numbers, all right, guys? A lot more of you listen to this podcast on fucking Spotify than are subbed to our YouTube. I see you. I can see you. I can smell you.
And we are on 290 followers on Twitch. So if you haven't yet dropped us a follow on Twitch, just do. You might want to like just not have us up as notifications, but just be much appreciated if you could just follow us.
Wonderful. This has been wonderful. I've really enjoyed my time with you today, David, young David boy. Do you know what, Dave? It's been a while since we've done German accent.
Yeah, I think we are set up now for a little bit of Erica on Hell Let Loose.
Erica, thank you very much.
Oh, Andy, there is a absolute classic video that's going around. You know, one of them weird, like, I don't know, it looks like a tortoise shell, but a bit of rain falls on it and it makes like a different sound.
Oh, yeah,
all the way around makes different
things.
Like a steel drum, but like a tiny little like rain ornament thing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And then there's rain that's fallen on one, and it's just a nondescript, like just a couple of different tones, like ding dong, like that. And then this like specialist one comes out and it goes on the table. When the rain hits it, it just does Erica as a tune. And the guy just like picks it up and throws it next door. He's like, fuck this one. Oh, it's amazing.
Well, thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly and Daisy podcast. You guys have been phenomenal. As always, thank you for sticking with us for 104 episodes. Where's my outro? I never remember where my outro is.
I need to start writing my intros soon.
You can write your intros. You can shove them up your ass.
That's probably where I'm going to get the inspiration from.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
So...
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.